So Purim is Haba Aleinu Latova. Purim is upon us soon, and this year, perhaps more than ever, there is a discussion about the hearing of the Megillah, the reading of the Megillah, over the internet, over a live feed, Zoom, things like that, because either social distancing, people not willing to go to shul, things like that. And let's discuss, in the few short minutes we have today, the advent of these electronic devices, recording devices, things that amplify our voice, the telephone, the microphone, that the postmen have dealt with in the past and how it applies to their use in Mikra Megillah to allow more people to hear Megillah. The issue at hand is essentially the use of a recreation of the human voice in digital form and whether this is the same thing as hearing the voice itself. That's going to be the point that we're going to have to come to later on. The beginning of the discussion is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches. The Gemara there and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shofar and Siman Tav Kuf Pei Zion says that you are not Yotze, the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. You do not fulfill the mitzvah of hearing Shofar with hearing the sound of the echo of the Shofar. You have to hear the actual sound of the Shofar itself, not the echo of a Shofar that may come through a cave. Now, Rav Yaakov Chagiz, who died in 1674, somewhere around the 1600s, he has Shuvas Halachos Ketanos. And in Chelek Beis, in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, he writes about somebody who hears the echo of a person reading Megillah. And he says, Efshar, perhaps, to Kaven Debeinan Shomea Umashmia, you must have a listener who hears something and someone who's making a sound. Va'oso Baskol Shnei Akar V'Nitztayr Ba'avir Pareach. If I hear the echo, he's using the phrase Baskol here, not in the supernatural sense, but rather the sound of a sound, the echoing of the actual sound itself, and it goes through the air and it leaves essentially the original sound that it makes. Ein la od kesher im hamashmiya. There's no longer a connection of that sound with the person who made the sound. Delo yotze, you would not be yotze the Megillah if you heard the echo of a Megillah as opposed to the actual voice of the person reading the Megillah itself. That's the first point in discussion. Let's begin today with those who are makil, those who would allow it, those who would allow it in theory, and then we'll come to those who are strict in how we come out halacha lemaisa. Rav Yosef Engel was the great Rav of Krakow in the beginning of the 20th century, an outstanding Talmud Chacham, a genius in all areas of the Torah. And he has comments on the Gemara called the Gilyoni HaShas. And there in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Hei, he is unsure about hearing the Megillah over the telephone. This is obviously in the earliest editions of the telephone. And he supports the lenient opinion to allow hearing the Megillah over the telephone based on this tshuva of the Halachos Ketanos that we read a moment ago. And he says that he's actually speaking about a hearing impaired individual who can only hear through an ear trumpet, that old-fashioned thing that people would put in their ears. So you can only hear through an ear trumpet. And he says the individual is Yotze, the mitzvah of shofar. When it comes to the mitzvos where the Torah says velakach, to take something, like lulav, you have to take a lulav, or you have to take the ashes of the parah adum and to sprinkle it onto the person who is tameh from coming in contact with the corpse. Even if there is a chatzitza, an interposition between your hand and the taking of the item, you can pick up the lulav, but there'll be, you know, a card in between your hand and the lulav. I can pick up the ashes of the parah adumah, but there'll be a glove in between my hand and the ashes of the parah adumah. So the Gemara says, Lakicha al yedei davar acher shma lakicha. When the Torah says, lakach, take this, and even if it's not directly touching your hand, but there's an interposition between that thing and your hand, the halach is that it's still good. So says Rav Yosef Engel, so too when it comes to a mitzvah to hear something, the Torah says you must hear something. So he comes up with a novel idea, shmiya al yedei davar acher shma shmiya. Hearing through something else is still considered hearing. It's true that I'm hearing it through a receptacle. I'm hearing the sound coming in through the ear trumpet, or perhaps he would say a hearing aid. It's true I'm hearing it through another device. It's not going directly into the membrane of my ear. It's coming through something else. But nevertheless, says Rav Yosef Engel, hearing through something else is still considered hearing. The next opinion to speak about this is the Munkacha Rav, the Minchas Elazar. He writes in Chelek Beis and Siman Ayin Beis of his Shuvas. He discusses the laws of Tekiyah Shofar as well. And he says that you are not Yotze hearing the shofar through an intermediary. He writes as follows. You have the sources in front of you. He says, Delo Adif. He says, Delo Adif. He says, Delo Adif me hatokea l'soch habor or l'soch hadas. He says it's no different than hearing the shofar through a mechanical device is no different than hearing the shofar through a pit. La'os ana'om de'mechut, for those who are standing on the outside of the pit. Im kol shofar shamu b'li kol havara klal yotzu. If I hear the sounds of the shofar without an echo of something else, you're yotze. V'im kol havara shamu am kol shofar lo yotzu. But if I'm not hearing the actual initial sound of the shofar, I'm hearing the echo of the shofar afterwards, I would not be yotze, as Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah. And the Shulchan Aruch writes as well. V'hach anami, so to over here regarding a telephone, Bahakola deha telephone, the sound is coming through the telephone. Mu'urav, it is being mixed. Lo kamo hakol shel ha'ish ha'medaber rak kolo ka'ov. I'm not actually hearing his voice, I'm hearing the mixing of his voice with something else. V'gam kol ha'shofar yishtane b'vadai, the sound of the shofar is being mixed up. V'yisarev kamo ha'derech havaras ha'telephone b'zeh pashat. He says, regarding shofar, it's not going to work. It's pashut to him that you're not going to be yotze with shofar because you need to hear the actual kol of the shofar. Now, it's also clear, and we'll touch upon this later on, that these early poskim don't really understand how a telephone works. But we're going to come back to that in a moment. Regarding Mikra Megillah, the Minchas Elazar continues, and he says, Nishalti im yotze ha-shomea me-ha-kori b'telephone. I was now asked whether if I hear the Megillah over a telephone. U'b'chol ha-tzadim she-chasar ha-shoel lo-matzasi asar. With all the points that the person asking says that it should be asar, I don't see a reason why it should be forbidden. De-be-emes Megillah lo-pasol im nisava kol ha-kori. Because when it comes to a Megillah, I don't care about the nature of the sound. I don't care if it's, again, he understands that there's something going on through the telephone that's duplicating the sounds of the person who's speaking. He says that that's not considered a psul. We don't require the same aspect of hearing a sound by Megillah as we do by shofar, and hearing through a phone would be okay. So he understood that the sound coming through the telephone is the same sound that a person speaking into the phone is creating. And therefore, he bases his opinion on the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Ches, which says that even if there's a physical barrier between the Tzibur and the Kohanim, right? Let's say the Tzibur is in the back of the shul, and the Kohanim are standing by the Duchen in the front of the shul, and you put up a giant wall in between them, but they're facing each other. So the Gemara says, "Afilu mechitza shel barzel einu mafsekes bein Yisrael avim shavah shemaim." Even a iron wall cannot separate us from Hashem. Meaning, there's no reason why there can't be a wall in between the people doing Birchas Kohanim and the people receiving the bracha. And the same thing over a phone. Meaning, I see that, I understand that the voice coming through is the Megillah. It's coming towards me. I'm hearing the person talk, says the Minchas Lazar. And therefore, it is going to be, therefore it's going to be clear, according to him, that it's not going to be a problem. But again, the Minchas Lazar doesn't seem to quite get exactly how the phone is going to be working. The next person to pick up the baton of Megillah through the phone or the microphone is Utsi Pesach Frank, the great Rav of Yerushalayim. He writes in a sefer on the Moedim and the holidays, Mikrei Kodesh, on Purim. And he cites the above opinion of Yosef Engel, but he thinks that we have another way to allow it. He thinks we need to differentiate between the din, the status of a shofar, and what a Megillah is doing. And he writes as follows. He says, if a shofar, when it comes to a shofar, im yeshbo taroves kol achar pasol. If there is a sound mixing with the actual sound of the shofar, it's pasol. V'kol hayotzei derech telephone v'radio, but the sound that comes through the telephone and the radio, the sound that comes through the telephone and the radio is going to be fine. He says that, and therefore, regarding Megillah, it's not going to be an issue. Meaning, he doesn't see an issue over here. He doesn't see an issue over here regarding the mixings of the sound. Megillah, you just have to hear the sound. Shofar require a high level of hearing, just shofar, nothing else. But however the sound of the Megillah gets to the phone, that would be sufficient. And then he cites Diane Weiss, the author of the Minchas Elazar, who felt that Megillah, shofar, Kriyas HaTorah, heard through a hearing aid, are not kosher. Because when the hearing-impaired person is listening, it's not to the actual sound of those mitzvos. It's actually a duplication of the sound through the electronic membrane of those devices. However, Rusi Pesach Frank felt that we should distinguish between shofar, which you would not be yotze, and Kriyas HaTorah, where you would be yotze. When it comes to shofar, you cannot have a mixture of a different sound besides the direct sound of the shofar, which we said a few times already. However, for the Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah, there's no such psul. Hold on one second. he says that when it's you can't have any admixture with the shofar and the anything else. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah, there's no such psul of having a mixture of what we call koach acher, something else. And he says, "Tahakol mikoach akore v'chol akoros kasherim elishia mikoach bar chayuva." He says that, you know, all sounds are kosher. It doesn't matter. I just have to hear the sound of the Megillah. I don't care how it's getting to me. I just have to hear the sound of the Megillah coming through the phone. Now, in the Mikrei Kodesh, there are comments of Rav Yosef Cohen, the Av Basin of Yerushalayim. And he explains, he's the grandson of Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he explains a little bit more the approach of his grandfather. He says, even if the voice of the Baal Koreh is heard through an amplification of a phone, you're still Yotze, since at the end of the day, it all came from the same strength, the same koach, the same energy of the person who's reading Megillah. He writes as follows. He says, "Uveze nisteru divrei hama'arim al mikra Megillah al yidei ramkol o telephone." And he says, this is will knock down those people who say you can't use a ramkol, a microphone, or a telephone. Now, I'm telling you now, he's attacking Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. We're going to come back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach's point later on, but this is a direct attack on Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, those people who say that you can't use a telephone or a microphone, he says, "Mishum shederach a telephone, o magbir kol, lo nishma kol adam," you're actually hearing the voice of the person, "ela kol achar shenishavim mikolo," or you're hearing, you know, the sounds of the voice that's coming from something else, "v'doma l'taklitim," it's more like a recording. He says, "Lafia amar eino doma l'taklit shenifsak koach adam." He says, you're right, a recording of the Megillah would certainly not be any good, right? You go online, hear Mikra Megillah, press a button from somebody who read Megillah 10 years ago, that would not be okay, because the koach, the strength of the person speaking, would not be sufficient. V'nasa kol acher, and it's a totally different voice. Aval b'magbir kol o telephone, but by a microphone or a telephone, afil im nemar, even if you say, shelo nishma kol adam el kol acher, you're right, technically. You know, when Bob's reading the Megillah, you're not actually hearing Bob, you're hearing a digital representation of Bob. Mikol makom, adayin lo nifsa koach kol adam. But it's the same koach, it's the same push, it's all being sent through the phone, it's being sent through the microphone, all in real time. Velo nishma hakol el kashu kore. And if the guy stopped reading over the microphone or the telephone or the Zoom call, you wouldn't hear anything, right? If the guy's speaking, sound's being produced. If he's not speaking, sound's not being produced. And that's all that matters. V'hakol b'mikoach ha-korei, it's all about the koach, the strength of the person reading, v'nechshav k'kol ha-mamash, and it's essentially his exact voice in halacha. So that's the next point. Let's come now more to a little bit more contemporary times, and that is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked about this as well. This is in the Igros Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis and Simon Kof Ches, and he felt that the halacha followed Tzvi Pesach Frank, but what we would call in the realm of halacha v'ein morim keim. He says, I like it in theory, but I don't really want to go 100% all in with that. What does he say? This is a tshuva to Rav Chaim Dovber Ginsburg, who is the Rav in Vancouver. He was formerly the Rav in Dolinov in Europe. Dolinov is the town where Yaakov Kamenetsky was born. He was the rabbi of that town. And he died in the early 1960s. He was buried in Eretz Yisrael. So he was a rabbi in Vancouver. And he sent Rav Moshe the following question about what to do with Megillah and the phone and things like that. So Rav Moshe says, "Hinei v'didi misfeika tuva." He says, I'm a bit unsure. "Af im neima she'emes ka'amiras hamumchim shalom nishma kol adam." Even if it's true, according to the experts, they're not actually hearing the actual voice of the person who's speaking. "El kol achar shenasa mikolo." Rather, you're hearing a representation of the voice through the microphone or the phone. "Mitam kevin shako panam rak shehu kari nishma kol yeshlach shivzek kashmias kolo mamish darei kol mashenasa nasa mikolo." And he picks up the understanding of the Mikrei Kodesh that, nevertheless, the sound comes out when the person speaks. When I'm talking right now to you over Zoom, you hear my voice. If I were to stop talking, then you wouldn't hear any voice. So is that not essentially me talking to you? "Uminayin lanu etzim koach hashmia eich shuhu ulai hu gam kem ba'ofen zeh shenivra eiz davar ba'avir magia la'ozno." And he says, you know, when any person speaks, right, it's going through airwaves, and it's not it's going to be a representation of some sort of sound and airwaves that's coming into your eardrum. So what's the difference, he says? And we know that there's a delay that's called the sound of speed. It's not getting to you instantly. It's close to instantly, but it's not 100% instantly, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, what's the difference? A delay is a delay. But again, it's coming from my speaking. When I stop speaking, it's not going to happen. So again, in theory, Rav Moshe agrees to what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say. Mikol makom nechshev shehu kol adam l'chein efshar gam shakol nasa b'ha microphone b'eis shemadaber shishomer noso nechshev kol mamish, and therefore the voice through a microphone is 100% your voice mamish b'chein u yosu mestaber, and that makes sense. However, he says, umitam ze efshar ein l'mchos biyad elu shirotzim l'kro ha-megillah al yedei ha-microphone mitadalach, and therefore if somebody does want to use the microphone, then you can't protest against them because they have what to rely on. Ach, however, mikol makom, nevertheless, kaven shelo barur leheter v'hu inyan chadash. He says, it's not clear to me that it's mutter. This is a newish invention. Bichlal yesh lemchos kadei lemonim miler dof achrei chadashos. And he's also generally uncomfortable with those people who are always looking for new things. He's essentially referring to the reform movement, the conservative movement. They're rushing to use microphones, they're rushing to use these things, and without sitting on it and thinking about a little bit of time, giving it time to marinate. And therefore, he says, shelahotzim bezem binos elu. These people are fiery about new things in America. The American Jews always want new things, new ways, new technology, says Rav Moshe. So he says, I'm not so fast to run after these things. He says, in principle, I think it's fine. But again, he says, I'm a bit wary to run into using a microphone or a telephone for these mitzvos. Rav Moshe returns to the issue in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet in Siman Kuf Chavav when he was asked about using a microphone, b'shas hadachak, if you really need it. In a situation where you're only going to get people to come to shul, people are only going to hear and listen if you use a microphone. So he explains that Mekar Adin, according to the letter of the law, the sound that comes from a phone or a microphone should be viewed like the understanding of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that it's the koach, it's the strength that's being sent out in live form. And all the sounds are coming from the strength of the person speaking, and therefore the listener is essentially hearing the sound of the speaker. But again, because of the chidushim, the new things that the reform movement are trying to do, Rav Moshe feels that it should be avoided whenever possible. Rav Moshe is a lishitaso. He goes in line with this as well. He says that if a woman is in a hospital, she can listen to Abdullah over the phone, all those things. But again, this is Rav Moshe's opinion amongst those who are lenient. Rav Shmuel Vazner, the Shevet HaLevi, brings in Chelekein Simon Pei Dalid to Rav Rafael Posen, who asked Rav Moshe the same question. It's the same questioner in the second Irgos Moshe wrote the same question to Rav Vazner. He was apparently shopping around for opinions. So Shevet Levi replies, Hareini notes el mashakasiv didenu hagoner Moshe Feinstein. I agree with what our dear friend Rav Moshe Feinstein say. V'hachahu oso akol ha'olo shehugbar al yedei microphone, and it's the same voice that's coming through the microphone. Mikolakom chalila hanig chadashos kizet chilas harisa. But we can't start up with new things, because if you start new things, that's going to be, you know, the beginning of the end. He says, I don't like the idea of using these new technologies in shul. He goes on to say that if you do listen to the Megillah over the microphone, you would have to listen to it again without a microphone, without a bracha. That's how far he goes. Finally, the Tzitz Eliezer Waldenberg, the great posek of the Machna Yehuda area in Yerushalayim, the Rav of Shari Tzedek Hospital. So he writes in the Tzitz Eliezer Chelech Ches in Simin Yer Aleph, and he discusses the approach of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank again, and he says that you should do whatever you can to hear the Megillah without a telephone or a microphone. However, he says, we cannot say that you're not Yotze at all if you hear the Megillah through an electronic device, or that it's a bracha levatala. And therefore, if there's no other option, or someone is in the hospital and they cannot hear the Megillah live, then we can allow them to be Yotze with a mitzvah, with a microphone or a telephone. And that is the school of thought, or the Mekilim. Essentially, there are two schools of thought to review. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who feels that a phone is just as good as hearing it live, and those people are a bit uncomfortable, but they would feel, Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Tzitz Eliezer, that if need be, b'shas hadachak, if there's a real, real need, there's what to rely on to use the phone, and Zoom would be the same thing, and the microphone, all those things play out the same way. Let's turn now to the Machmirim. You have in front of you a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Tes, And he goes through much of the above discussion. We're going to pick up after the above discussion. Now, we need to know something important about Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rosh Shlomo Zalman was the first Gadol Bator, the first great Talmud Chacham, who took the time to go in to understand electronics and how they work. Electricity on Shabbos, his Sefer Ma'orei Eish about Shabbos was groundbreaking, his Shuvas are groundbreaking, because Rosh Shlomo Zalman would sit with engineers and professors and have them explain to him, and he would explain back to them exactly what was going on in all different types of electronic devices, so you would have an understanding on par with them to be able to decide these issues. I didn't bring it here, but if you look in Siman Tes in the Mincha Shlomo, the whole introduction is actually an explanation of how microphones and telephones work, and how the membrane catches the sound, reproduces the sound. He writes out the whole thing in a beautiful, easy Hebrew, but we're going to skip that part and get into the halacha issue, the halachic issue right here. He says as follows. He says, "Acharei kol hatiur ha'amor la'al." He says, after my whole explanation about phones and microphones, "Nirasha shomea kol shofar or mikra megillah ade telephone or ramkol." If you hear megillah through a microphone or a telephone, he says, "Afim ne'amar shakol inu mishtaneh v'lo nechshav l'tokei al tzochabor." He says, I don't care about pits and shofar and echoes and things like that. It's totally irrelevant to our conversation. Lo yatzdei chavaso. You may not fulfill the mitzvah of shofar or megillah with a phone. Mishum didafka kishoroshim shmias haozen naaseh baofen yashar al dei kol shofar shmizazeh saavir v'yodzer bo galei kol az chashiv kishmeh kol shofar. He says you only fulfill the mitzvah when you're here. Your ear hears the sound waves coming from that direct source through the airwaves going directly into your ear. Masha ein kein kasha'osin shamasrak tenudos shel hamembrana. Okay, he uses the word, there's no Hebrew word for membrane. The movements of the membrana, the movements of the membrane from the microphone, from the telephone, from the pad, afal pi shagam osam hasnodidus yotos me'avir galei kol, mamish. He says, you're right. At the end of the day, all the movements are going to come in contact with airwaves, either the airwaves that are going to go in or the airwaves that are coming out. You're right. But he says, afilu hachim establish rak kol tenudos membrana hu shemei v'lo kol shofar. When you listen over the phone or the microphone to the megillah of the shofar, are you hearing the sounds of the shofar, the bal kol, right? No. You're hearing is the membrane reverberating out towards you. That's what you're hearing. You're not actually hearing the item itself. And he rejects the assumption of Rosi Pesach Frank, and he says there's no difference between a telephone and a microphone or a recording. It's all the same. What's the difference? It's a recording that's coming through only a split second later, but it's a recording still. And he says, "V'lechein tama ani ma'od." I'm bewildered. Al kama begedolei harabbanim, many chashuv harabbanim, shehetiru lishma mikrim megillah derech magbir kol, who allow hearing megillah over a microphone. Veichlo samu libam ledavar zeh shirak kol tenudos shomem brain shomem. You're only hearing the sounds created by the membrane from the electronic device. V'lo kol mikrim megillah shaladam, and not the voice of a person reading megillah. And he says that according to this, someone with hearing aids would also not be yotzei mikrim megillah. And he then goes on to conclude, we're not going to get into that discussion right now, that's more complicated, but we'll stick to Zoom phones and microphones. He says, Kitzra Dvarim in short. He says, Hu she'ein l'shtamesh bebeis haknesses l'tzarche tefila b'microphone v'ramkol. You should not use a microphone or a telephone hearing these shul should not use these things when it comes to running their tefilos. Hayosha davar hazen nachshav rak kafanas sodrim shaisa b'Alexandria shamitraim ledas heichen chazan omed b'tefilaso. And then he says, "Well, maybe you're going to talk to me about the famous flags of Alexandria. Well, what are the flags of Alexandria? The Gemara in Sukkot and Aleph says that the gabbai in the shul in Alexandria in Egypt would stand on a wooden platform in the middle of the shul with scarves and flags in his hands." Like a person who's directing traffic on a flight deck of a bomber. So, and because the shul was so large, the people couldn't hear the tefillos. And when the prayers got up to the place where they got to the end of a bracha, so people needed to answer amen. The gabbai would wave scarves and letting people know what to do at that time. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's basically what you're doing. This is not about tefillah. This is about a mitzvah of hearing. The The halacha is to hear a man read Megillah, to hear a man blow shofar. That is the halacha. And you're not doing that here if you don't listen live. And he says, I know a lot of people are not going to understand this. And it's going to sound weird to you. But the truth is with me, he says. This is what's going on. Only someone who doesn't understand electronics would be confused by this and confused. But if you have any understanding how electronics works, then you wouldn't be confused. Those who know the truth, those who understand science, they'll all agree to me without any question. And that is essentially Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Now, in a footnote, he quotes the Chazon Ish. At the very end, he quotes the Chazon Ish. And he says, La'achar shekvar nidbas maimer zeh. He says, when I first printed this article somewhere else, nizdamen li ledaber imaran abal Chazon Ish. I had the opportunity to meet with the Chazon Ish. V'amarli sheledato ein zeh klal, ein zeh kol kach pashut. It's not so simple like you. V'itachen dekevan shehakol nishma notes al adeh ha-medaber. At the end of the day, since the sound is being heard by someone who's speaking, v'gama kol nishma miyad, and it's essentially being heard immediately, k'derach ha'nashim medabim b'neim, and we're talking back and forth to each other, you're hearing me essentially live. So he says, efshar degam zechashiv k'shamei ha'mamish mipi ha'medabra l'tokeah. Then, at the end of the day, what's the difference? This is certainly, the Chazon Ish is in the camp, Rosi Pesach Frank and Ramosha Feinstein. He says, what's the problem with an echo? The echo is too long of a delay. But by a microphone and a telephone or a Zoom call, at the end of the day, it's pretty much instant, not like an echo. Says Rosh Hashanah, according to my opinion, the Chazon Ish is a chiddush gadol. It's a very novel idea. It doesn't make sense to me. I think he's incorrect. So apparently, the Chazon Ish didn't understand the sugya like Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, and he felt that you could consider the sound of the voice coming through the phone to be the same voice of the person speaking. And Rosh Sternbach quotes in the Sefer Tshuvos V'Hanagos, in Chelek Aleph, he says that he heard that the Chazon Ish allowed someone who was housebound to be Yotzei Mikra Megillah by listening over the radio on a live feed. And he then adds that perhaps the Chazon Ish only told this to the man to make him feel better, but it wasn't a really halachic statement. Unclear. So, who agrees with Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach? He's not alone. After Rosh Shlomo Zalman wrote this tshuva, it also became the opinion of Ravaj Yosef in the Yechav Adas in Chelek Gimel, the Debre Tzina Rav in the Ber Moshe Chelek Gimel, Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Gimel, Rav Menashe Klein, the Rav of Ungvar in his Mishnah Halachos Chelek Ches, that the sound that comes over the radio or the telephone or the Zoom call is not the same as the person making the sound. And therefore you are not Yotzei Mikra Megillah or Havdalah while listening over a phone in any way at all. There is a discussion, this is not a discussion right now, about what if I'm standing next to the person who's reading over the microphone and I hear him and the microphone. That's not a discussion for right now. And in fact, Rosh Shlomo Goren, who was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, writes in his Sefer Trumas HaGoren that he did not allow the Rav of the Kosel, Rav Meir Yehuda Getz, to use a microphone for davening at the Kosel because of the above machlokes haposkim. Now, I know they use a microphone nowadays when it comes to other types of things, slichos, birchos, kohanim, things like that, but the original psak was not to use a microphone. And therefore, this is what we are left with at the end of the day. So we have two more things we want to discuss, and then we will bring it all together. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this concept as well, this discussion about hearing things over phone and the like. He has a tshuva which is printed in the Sefer Ozen Avadecha, which is all about halachas related to hearing aids. And he was asked about a grandmother who couldn't leave her home. She was embarrassed to ask for help from the neighbors, and the only way she'd be able to hear Avdallah on Motzei Shabbos was over the phone, or if her grandson would travel back and forth to her house to make Avdallah live. But the latter option wasn't really applicable because it would have taken 2 hours every Motzei Shabbos for the grandson to go there and to come back. So Rav Asher Weiss says that there's certainly no chiyuv or mitzvah to spend so much time in order to recite Havdalah for the grandmother. And he says, regarding the issue of hearing Havdalah over the phone, he cites everything we said so far. He cites the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanos, and Rav Yosef in the Gilyon HaShas, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Mincha Shlomo. He cites all of that. And then he explains a fascinating chiddush, a beautiful chiddush in this sugya that can enlighten the understanding of the other side, those people who don't agree with Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He notes that you can find this as well in the Minchas Asher in Bamidbar in Simen Yud Gimel, and it's also in the Minchas Asher on Purim as well. And he explains that there is a relationship between making a sound and the hearing of a sound. He says the vocal cords and the eardrums are intricately connected in halacha. There's no point of dibur. What is the point of speech if there's no shmi, if there's no hearing? And what's the point of hearing if there's no dibur? Meaning, why would Hashem have set us out with these two abilities if they wouldn't require one another? There's no point to hearing something if you can't talk, and there's no point to talking if nobody can hear. And he says, this is actually the meaning in halacha of shomea kona. We know that in halacha, if somebody makes a bracha on your behalf, we say shomea kona. If you hear the bracha, you know, kiddush, hamotzi, things like that, it's as if you said it. The pasuk says in Malachim Beis that we're told that there was a Sefer Torah that was hidden away, and in the days of Yoshua HaMelech it was discovered, and they read the Torah to Yoshua HaMelech, and that led to the Tshuva revolution in the days of Yoshio to bring the Jewish people back to Torah and Mitzvot and away from Avodah Zarah. So the Kohen at that time, most people were not literate at that time because the Jewish people had sunken so low. The Kohen who was literate at that time was named Shafan. So Shafan HaKohen found the Sefer Torah, and he read it to Yoshio Melech Yehuda. And the Torah, and the pasuk says in Malachim, "Es kol divrei haSefer asher kara Melech Yehuda." And these are all the words that the king of Yehuda read. What are you talking about? He didn't know how to read. Melech Yehuda didn't know how to read. So what does that mean? He read the words. So from here, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, says that this is the source of Shomea Ka'ona. When you listen to another person, it's like you have said the same words that were uttered to the listener. It's as if you said it. So this svara, this understanding, and is the understanding of Shomea Ka'ona, this is a din d'oraisa. This is a Torah level concept. It's not a rabbinic concept that if you make kiddush on somebody else's behalf, it's as if they said it. It's a logical Torah understanding that there's a natural connection between a listener and a speaker. So based on this approach, Rav Asher Weiss wants to explain Rav Moshe, the Chaznish, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And he says the concept of Shomea Ka'ona, that you listening is like you're talking, is the interaction between a speaker and a listener. Therefore, when you hear a microphone in real time, there is a real-time interaction between an interacting speaker and a listener. And therefore, you can be yotzei Shomea Ka'ona, as if you did it. And therefore, he feels there is room to entertain the possibility that a live feed through an electronic device can still fulfill the mitzvah of Shomea Ka'ona. Because the whole what is Shomea Ka'ona all about? The interaction between the listener and the speaker. At a live feed, I'm talking, you're listening, and it's this back and forth. And he says that raises up to the level of what Shomea Ka'ona requires, that there be a give and take between the listener and the speaker. And he says it's a big chiddush, but he says it's logical, and he feels that in principle Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is correct, but it does create the possibility to be lenient if need be. So, after all of this, for the last 33 minutes, let's come now to Zooms and this Purim. Hopefully everybody has seen the tshuva written by Rav Schechter about Inyanei Purim, and I brought it for you over here in English and in the Hebrew to look at it as well. And the concern is that this year we're going to have a problem because people are either not going to come to shul because of COVID issues, or you will not get enough people in shul where people have space, enough Balei Kriya. Maybe you'll have to have multiple Megillah readings running throughout the night, and it's going to get late, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. How's that all going to move? So let's look at Rav Schechter's response. There are places with severe restrictions on gatherings of more than 10 people requiring multiple shifts for Megillah reading. It is best to avoid reading the Megillah at night before Tzeis HaKochavim, before nightfall, about a half hour or so after Shkia, unless there are extenuating circumstances. In case of great need, one may read the Megillah during Bein HaShemashos, meaning after Shkia, before Tzeis HaKochavim. And if there's an even greater need, you could even read the Megillah on Erev Purim after Plaga Mincha. But that's all not ideal, if only if need be. You should try to avoid those situations. If one has no option to hear the Megillah with a minyan due to those circumstances, if they have a kosher Megillah in their possession and you know how to read it correctly, so do that. Better to read it on their own than to go to shul, if you're going to be uncomfortable in shul. If they do not know the Megillah reading, but you'll be able to read it correctly while listening to a recording or a live stream. Now look what Rav Schechter does. Rav Schechter equates a recording and a live stream. A recording of the Megillah reading from 10 years ago is essentially the same as a live stream because he follows Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that it's not the actual voice. It's a reproduction of the voice. So then that would be the best thing to do in that situation. Meaning, don't listen to a live stream on its own. What you should do is, if you can't get to shul and you have a kosher Megillah, is to read from a kosher Megillah and mimic and follow along the live stream, or just as well, a recording of somebody. Rabbi Jeremy Weider, Rosh Yiva NYU, has a recording on YU Torah of a beautiful Megillah readings. You can go and click on that and follow along in your own kosher Megillah. If all of that is not possible, says Rav Schechter, meaning there's no option to follow along, you're not capable of getting a kosher Megillah, and the only option available, and no one's able to come up to your house in a safe way, and you can't read earlier, any of those things like that, then you can rely on the last resort of a telephone or using Zoom. And that is how it would come out, halacha l'maisa, at the end of the day, that Zoom option, for a purely Zoom option, without following along with the Mikra Megillah, is bidyeved. Should try to be avoided at all costs, because in principle, it seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is more correct. But again, there's what to rely on because of those opinions who are lenient at the end of the day. Okay, that is the discussion about Zoom over Zoom and Mikra Megillah. If there's no questions, we'll stop here.